Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Brought to you by Sloman's. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'd like to have you stuffed and kept with me at the house.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Who would ever get a team tattoo on their calf?
A moron.
I'd like to say good evening to Don again.
God, I hate recalls.
And to Don again.
What would it be like to cheat on my wife?
And lastly, to Don.
What am I going
to
read, highlights?
He owned the show. He owned
lastly,
the first 3 hours.
Lastly, good evening to myself.
I think if Tiger pulled up to play in Non's backyard.
Non.
Who is Non, really?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
Now you can't get mad if listeners can call him Dom. At least they got the first letter. You're calling him Non. Non.
Well, it's equal number of letters, but just more devastating and hurtful.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
no. No, no. But it stung a little.
It did?
Sure. No.
You think I forgot your name and thought it was
no? No, I didn't think that at all.
Have you ever called Ebro Bebro or something like that? No.
I could.
Or Laura Mora? No.
Ebro's.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a Ebro did an interview with Justin Bieber.
Right.
And it was discussed on Good Morning America. And the reporter, when discussing the interview, referred to him as Hot 97's Ebro, which I enjoyed.
Oh, wow. Do you know what I found out about Bieber the other day? He
Please.
Can solve a Rubik's Cube in like 2 minutes.
Wow, really?
That impresses me.
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah.
The Biebs.
Am I wrong to not believe that?
I saw it. He did it on James Corden's show.
It's
How
a thing people
that?
Can do. People learn it. I've seen there. I don't.
I
know
can't
kids
do it. I give up after like 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, but you have to learn how to do it. Then once you learn how to do it,
I guess that's the thing, right?
Yes.
I would take a class to learn how to do it just to look impressive at parties.
My do you have a Rubik's Cube in your house?
No,
I do.
Okay. For Don said he does. Don, send Michael your Rubik's Cube. And, Michael, go on YouTube, and I bet in a night, you're smart enough, a few nights, you could figure it out.
I'm not that bright. I put on an act.
I would break it, because when I see them do it that fast, maybe it's just the one that I happen to have, I just feel like they get stuck, and I'd end up breaking it.
You know what's a good way to do it, Don? Peel off the little colors and just put them all on the same side.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah, but you know what? Mission accomplished.
Is that what this is, a mission?
Yeah, everything's a mission.
Well, our mission every day is to entertain here on the program, and today we have done as good a job as possible keeping it light and talking about sports during the midst of another horrible tragedy. Today, 15 people were killed, including 14 children, at an elementary school in Texas. 14 students and one teacher are dead. And obviously it has rocked the world again. Everyone is speaking about it, including athletes. LeBron James posted on Twitter an hour ago, "There simply has to be change. Has to be. Praying to the heavens above to all with kids these days in schools." He went on to say, "My thoughts and prayers go out to the families of loved ones lost and injured at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. Like, when is enough enough, man? Well, these are kids, and we keep putting them in harm's way at school. Seriously, at school, where it's supposed to be the safest.
I don't know what you do about it. Smarter than people than me would have to try to figure that out. But I could tell you one thing that will not work are words. Talking about it's not getting anything done. Start doing something about it. I don't know what. Spend some time to figure it out. But I heard a lot of jaws yapping over the last, you know, several years after these things. That's great. Words don't do anything. Action.
Neither do thoughts and prayers.
That's, you know, that also is words. It's nice. It's nice to talk about it. It's nice to have the sentiment. Great. Fine. Let's do something about it, please.
Isn't it like it's really sick, too, because as time goes on, you just get more and more numb to it. It's just something that comes up on your timeline.
Now, I know people want to have fun here, and we will get onto that. But the one thing that gets me, and I'm going to get choked up even talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the parents who said goodbye to their, like, 8-year-old today, and that kid never comes home.
I know. It's hard not to get emotional, because what makes these people in Texas different than you and me, Michael?
Nothing.
You know, and, you know, if it's a supermarket in Buffalo, if it's a school in Texas, a school in Sandy Hook, I mean, enough. Got to do something about that. And we're the only country in the world that has this problem. Only one.
That's the thing that makes it so insane.
Which tells you that there's a way to correct it.
Exactly. Well, we don't want to talk. No one wants to
talk
about it.
Mom, you know what? Fine. If that's what gets me in trouble, then I'll take it.
I just, I do not understand how we cannot get more stringent gun laws. Because I just want to be real. The only thing I'll say on it, because God forbid you be political. Even though, Don, let's be honest. What you're saying is, the answer isn't words, it's politics. Things have to get done. That's right. What you're saying, right?
Again,
and the bottom line is, most of these school shootings are being done by people who are buying the guns legally. They're not getting them in the streets. They're going to a store. How do we prevent that? How do we prevent people from going into Walmarts and walking out with a gun to murder people?
It goes even deeper than that. You know, how do we address mental illness in this country? Because certainly you can't be all there to do these horrific things. So are these people being taken care of? Are we seeing the warning signs well beforehand to where these people can be taken care of before this ends up happening? Now, it's not all the case, but there are plenty of time. What are we doing about mental illness in this country, which is a lot of the issues that we're dealing with here? So there's a lot that needs to be done, and rhetoric is not one of the solutions.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Let's move on to a candy shop subject, candy store subject, and that would be Buck Showalter's birthday celebration last night, which the Mets all seem to enjoy. Let's hear from J.D. Davis on the festivities.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. A lot of us tried to get Shakira in there, but, you know, it was a good day, and it was a good win for him to get, you know, 13 runs and 18 hits for him, so it was pretty cool.
You love what's happening with the Mets and Buck Showalter across town. Maybe a little bit more of a challenging week for Aaron Boone, who in his post-game presser after the loss to the Orioles last night was asked about his reaction to the Josh Donaldson suspension.
I certainly respect MLB's, you know, I think they were thoughtful and looked into it and did their due diligence on it and made what was a tough call. I don't agree with it. I don't think it warranted a suspension, but I certainly respect their process. And I know, JD's planning on appealing it.
I know it's the whole idea of being quote-unquote suspended. It's a game. And obviously we've seen in Major League Baseball, one game is not a big deal.
I mean, he could
just
they
give
had
you
that
off
game
for
off anyway.
In the sport, so.
Don, that could just be his rest roulette day. Let's not think it's a big
right,
deal.
I just, in the grand scheme of things, if that's what baseball has to do to at least acknowledge something, I think the slings and arrows from that, guys, is better than not doing anything at all.
But I will tell you this. If he really felt that he had done something wrong or that he deserved this, I mean, he's on the COVID IL. He didn't have to go on the COVID IL yesterday. Nobody had to know that. He could have just served his suspension. So he definitely wants to get it out there that I didn't do this. So even right. if he appeals and loses, he's going to end up missing one more game than he had to, because all he had to do was take the suspension yesterday. No one would have known he was sick, and then got on the COVID IL today. So there's something bigger at play here.
Well, the bigger thing is that you don't want to have to serve a suspension for something you didn't believe you did wrong, right? And I guess accepting the suspension is a de facto admitting of guilt. So I get why you want to fight it. But at the same time, I get what Major League Baseball is trying to do. They're trying to acknowledge the sensitivity to the issue. And if it ends up being just one game, is it that big of a deal? I don't know how he gets it reduced. But he fought the good fight. You always say, Michael, never back down, right? Like if you feel you're right, then you fight. So I get that.
Well, let's hear from Aaron Judge, who was asked last night about the Donaldson suspension.
You know, it's a tough one. You know, joke or not, you know, I just don't think it's, you know, the right thing to do there, especially, you know, given the history, you know, especially the series in Chicago, you know, kind of a little bit of beef between Anderson and JD, and, you know, Anderson's, you know, one of the best shortstops in the game, and, you know, he's a big part of MLB and, you know, what's going on here and how we can grow the game. And, you know, JD for that one game suspension, I don't know. I just don't think it, you know, on JD's, you know, he made a mistake, you know, owned up to it, and you know, now we got to move on.
Very well said. You know, people say, well, why haven't they named him the captain? Well, first of all, you can't name him the captain if he leaves at the end of the year. Once
right.
he signs that contract, I believe that he will be the captain. He's a homegrown Yankee. He was drafted, but he does and says the right things. He's great with kids. He's amazing. And, you know, most importantly, he's a great, great player. So that was pretty much pitch perfect. He didn't throw his teammate under the bus, but he certainly didn't exonerate him. And that's important because, you know, Donaldson should have known better than to use that name. But, you know, whether or not there was hatred attached to that or just trying to rib an opponent, only Donaldson knows.
Yeah, I think it was a good night for Aaron Judge last night. Not an easy spot, and I thought he handled himself really well. Let's go football, shall we? You guys want to hear from Bob Sala?
Big fan.
Yeah.
Robert Sala was asked how Zach Wilson looks so far.
You guys will see him. He's thick. So he's another word, right? No, he looks good. He looks confident. Shoulders are back. He's not caved in. He looks good. He's confident. He's smiling. He's vocal. I've said it before that you can always tell the confident level and their understanding of what they're being asked to do by the volume of their voice. And he's getting pretty loud. And he's in a good space, too. You know, it's just him and LaFleur and Calabrese are in the room with him. So there's less noise. But at the same time, a lot of good things are happening in there.
So I didn't know that. The louder you are, the more confident you are. Three of us must be very confident.
I disagree. I think sometimes the louder you are, the more insecure you are.
You're banned!
And the loudness kind of compensates for your fears.
How am I a Yankees boy?
Yeah, there you go.
Zach Wilson.
All three of us are extremely insecure.
Oh.
Especially me and Michael. Especially
almost
Michael.
To a clinical extent.
Well, Don, you would say the order of insecurity on the show would be Michael number one, me number two, you number three, right?
I'm comfortable with that.
Oh, and you know what? So am I. That's one thing I'm not insecure about, my insecurity.
Right.
I'm a wreck. I'm a mental wreck.
Let's hear from Zach Wilson. Zach was asked about Sala calling him, quote, thick.
That dude's beefy. You guys seen him?
Today he said you were thick.
Oh, good.
What was the off-season good program like to get beefy and thick?
Yeah, I think it was probably the first time in my life I've taken a bigger approach on the nutrition side of it rather than just the lifting. Of course, you know, every year you do your typical strength training and lifting and running, but, you know, typically you just try and eat healthy. But I try to, you know, actually have a written plan of how much to eat, when to eat, you know, tracking everything down to the macro, you know, have somebody help me with all that stuff. And that's probably been the biggest difference as far as just being able to put, you know, good weight on.
I write down what I want to eat, 8 slices.
That's what you want to eat. It's not what
I know. I got steaming hot Domino's on my chest.
Hey, good news. Fans of the Pro Bowl.
Wait, both of you.
Sorry, I forgot. That's not a thing. It is possible that they will be eliminating the tackle football game. The league is exploring alternatives to the Pro Bowl celebration, and that could include a non-tackle game, sources said.
That works. They don't want to tackle. They don't want to get hurt. I don't believe them.
See.
So do flag football. Flag football is really, really, really popular amongst kids.
I think it's time to let it go.
Why? It gets ratings.
It's time to let it go.
No, they're not going to let it go.
It gets ratings in relation to other sports, but for what football produces, it's an embarrassment.
And
nobody
and
wants
way,
to play in it, and now this will just become an even bigger joke to where, you know what, just get rid of it. Which and, I think is what they're heading on doing anyway, right, Peter? Like, they'll do this, it'll be awful, and then they'll say, okay, we're going to say goodbye.
And let's be honest, it's not like players are just worried about being injured by tackle. It's not like they're going to start playing much harder because it's flag football. You could still tear something. It's still going to stay.
You know what they should do? But again, people are going to be worried about being injured. Just have ABC owns it, so I think ABC has the Pro Bowl. Just do superstars.
But even that.
That would be a blast.
What do you mean, superstars?
You name
the
your Pro Bowl.
Superstars competition, okay, climbing ropes, swimming, 100-yard dash. I mean, you have these athletes compete in things that are not their area of expertise, and I think it'd be incredibly entertaining.
I mean, it can't hurt what's happening now. Like, it's football.
Basketball,
so it'll,
horse, whatever.
It'll get a certain rating. Again, you can have your Pro Bowl team. And this will be even better because you'll have the Pro Bowl team. And since there's no game, there's nothing to not go to. So you don't have all these people claiming to be Pro Bowlers who are only Pro Bowlers because 7 other guys decided not to go.
The best thing you could do is I don't like the idea of them doing these non-football things. But the current skills challenge they do is great. Enhancing that, so you have wide receivers doing, like, you don't have to have them running, right? That's what you want to avoid, is a potential non-contact injury. So some sort of catching drills, though, where receivers have to do crazy things catching from a machine. The quarterback competitions are super easy and fun to watch. What about having non-kickers kick, non-punters punt? There's a lot of fun stuff you could do, but the game itself stinks. Aaron Rodgers is not with the Packers yet. However, Matt LaFleur has left open the possibility that he would still participate in some of the OTAs. But shockingly, guys, it's Aaron Rodgers' choice whether or not he wants to attend. He's expected for the June 7th to 9th mandatory minicamp. Also, Don, I know you'll be excited to know that the NFL Scouting Combine is going to stick in Indianapolis for 2023 and 2024. So.
No, thank God.
So if you want to make your plans, 23 starts February 28th, and the 2024, if you want to get both years booked, February 27th.
You know what? One of the best times that we had, I mean, I can't speak for Don, but we did the show from Indianapolis. It's built for that. It's great. They really host a good event.
But it's becoming so big now and so much attention that I could see at some point maybe cities will want it kind of like the draft.
Oh, yeah. They'll sell it because they sell everything.
Former Giant, now Eagle, James Bradberry was asked about the timing of his release from the Giants.
First of all, I understand that it's a business.
I was putting my business cap on first and understanding that, you know, I'm an asset, so I understand that they want something for me, so that was part of the game. Personally, didn't necessarily like it, but, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and I understand that.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it.
And now I'm going to try to destroy them twice a year.
Well, listen, nobody likes to get cut.
Oh, no, no. He should have those dates circled, for sure. Field Yates tweeted earlier, Michael, you'll find this interesting, Don as well, NBC has announced that Al Michaels, who is moving over to Thursday Night Football on Amazon, has been named to an emeritus role and will call a playoff game for NBC this coming season.
Hmm.
Who's
he did what?
Who's ticked off about that? Who thought they were getting a playoff game who's now not getting one?
Hey, but he's a legend, right?
I would think Tirico's still good. Right? It depends how many games they have this year, I guess. But
yeah, well, there's three playoff games they have. He'll do one of them. And Tirico and Collinsworth will do the other two.
That's probably it, right?
Yep.
Also, lastly, guys, Roger Goodell was asked about the possibility that owners would remove Dan Snyder from the Commanders. Goodell said, quote, "I'm not aware of that at all." That will do it for ENN as we get you ready for Rangers pregame. It's brought to you by our friends over at Sloman Shield. Call them today, 1-800-ALARM-ME. That's 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe with Sloman Shield.
All right, you got to stay tuned. Rangers, Don will have the pregame show. I'm sure he has great information and great sound as he leads you up to the game. And the play-by-play will be right here as every single Ranger game before and moving forward will be as well. So that'll start at 7. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for a goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.